On Friday, May 8th, the movie Deep Impact started showing in theaters across the country. It's a story about a large comet hitting the Earth. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, quote, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing therefore that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior? You who await and hasten towards the coming day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by the reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for a new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 17, 1986. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
There is pink coloring all about the trees just above Our Lady's statue. Oh, the color is beautiful. I call it pink, but there are no human words could describe the colors from heaven. Even a paintbrush could never pick them out. But just in the center of the sky, I see a round circular ball, and it's coming towards us. It's turning bright red. I know it's the glow of the world, and it looks like it's all on fire. It's a horrible thing. I can feel the heat, and I can taste the smoke. It's a horrible thing to see coming through the sky. It's a large ball. Oh, I think, I can't stand the heat. Oh, it's scorching. Oh, now it's going back into the sky. Oh, it was most frightening. Oh, now they're over by the trees on the right side. Jesus has been standing. The ball was so luminous and so frightening, I didn't see him coming through the clouds. There are many clouds above us. It's like dense smoke, still the smoke from that large ball. That must be the ball of redemption that Our Lady always speaks of. Even at home, she tells me of the ball of redemption coming closer. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's coming over now. He was standing by the trees. The pink lights are now glowing again. They give a beautiful cast to his face and also his garments. Now Jesus is moving across from our right side, and he's coming directly across above the statue. He's looking all about him and nodding. Jesus has on a burgundy cape, and his tunic, his gown, looks like it's made of some kind of hemp. I can't explain the material, but it's something I don't think I saw that type of material before. But it's a beige color, kind of rough-looking type of material. And Jesus has about his waist a belting made from some kind of skin-like material, like leather, almost like leather. I don't know if it's leather, but it looks like some type of animal skin belting. And now, as the wind is blowing, I can see that Jesus is wearing sandals, brown sandals. They're open at the toes. There are two straps across the foot, the bottom of the foot, and one strap by the ankle. Jesus is raising his foot a bit. He's smiling. He's very amused at the way I'm describing his clothes. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's moving over now to his right side, high across the sky. No, he's coming down now. Jesus is coming down near the trees. Now he's raising his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning towards his left, and he's slowly floating. He doesn't walk like we do. He just seems weightless, and is carried like on the wind. He's going slowly across the sky and looking about him. Now he's turning. He's just above the statue, and he's turning towards the people, and he's raising his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over to our right side, which is his left side, and he's moving over slowly. He's looking all about the grounds and over the heads of the people. Now he's raising his hand out very much in front of him, as though to reach over the whole crowd, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We discovered a tremendous video, Miracles of the Eucharist, an awesome faith-filled journey to the sites of Miracles of the Eucharist. See the host turned into flesh and the wine into blood at Lanciano, Italy. See the working of God's plan as he orchestrated the miracle of Bolsena Orvieto, which brought about the Feast of Corpus Christi. See the face of Christ on miraculous page of the miracle of the Eucharist in Cassiana. See incorrupt host in their original state after 250 years in the miracle of the Eucharist in Siena. An introduction by Mother Angelica of EWTN and a statement by Mother Teresa of Calcutta are included. Bob and Penny Lord, authors of the book This Is My Body, This Is My Blood, Miracles of the Eucharist, are your hosts on this journey of faith. This is not a travelogue, but a teaching on the power of the Lord in the Eucharist in our lives today. This awesome video costs $25 plus $4.50 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The name of the video, Miracles of the Eucharist, for $25 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. This is our 780th program and the 15th anniversary of These Last Days Radio. I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers, your generous financial support that has made this ministry possible. God bless you, and I thank each and every one of you. Also, today is Mother's Day, and we honor all mothers for their love and devotion to their families and loved ones. We especially thank our Blessed Mother for giving us the Bayside prophecies to prepare us for the second coming of her Son. Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful mothers. The movie Deep Impact may well be the blockbuster of 1998. It's a story about a doomsday comet headed for Earth. Scientists and engineers from NASA, along with Eugene Shoemaker, a geologist and planetary scientist, along with his wife Carolyn, an astronomer, were technical consultants for this movie to project what really would happen if a killer comet came heading toward Earth. This movie, Deep Impact, gives a small idea of what will happen when the ball of redemption comes. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 312 hours for a grand total of 38,240 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. I have a beautiful story here about the healing power of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Father Aloysius, founder of the Missionaries of Perpetual Adoration, had a young mother come to him in the early 70s, eyes filled with tears, an aching body saturated with cancer, and given little time to live. He took her into the chapel asking her, "Have you ever asked our Lord to cure you?" "No," she replied. "Well," he said, "let us kneel down right here in front of the Blessed Sacrament and let us ask him to cure you. You know our Lord is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Do you believe that?" "Yes," she promptly replied. Father continued, "Our Lord is the same as he walked on the earth 2,000 years ago and who blessed the sick and healed the sick. Do you believe that he is the same Lord that is living in the Blessed Sacrament?" "Yes, he is," was her pain-filled response. "Well, he cured them, and he can cure you." Together they prayed a series of Our Father's Hail Marys and Glory Bees. After three of each, the woman, startled, said, "Father, I don't think it's necessary to go on. I feel healed." X-rays were taken the next day, and the doctor, astonished, said, "All the cells that were attacked by cancer are now cells of a newborn baby." This was one of the many cures that Father Aloysius was responsible for in the presence of the Most Blessed Sacrament, imploring our Lord's assistance. And now we'll continue with the Bayside prophecies given on May 17, 1986. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now I notice Jesus is starting to move back towards the center of the sky here, the opening in the sky. I say opening because as Jesus was blessing the multitudes here, the sky started to open. And coming through are people, I think they're angels, I'm not sure yet, they're dressed in white gowns. No, they're human beings. Mark, Luke, John, and Matthew. Oh, yes, Jesus said they are St. Mark, St. Luke, St. John, and St. Matthew. And Jesus is nodding yes. Now he's coming across the sky, and he's standing, he's nodded to them. They're coming down closer. I do notice they have a similarity. They all have beards, and they have long gowns on. And Jesus is now touching his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, yes, they are some of the few who have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb through suffering upon earth. You know, of course, my children, that to follow the road to heaven, they had to be martyred. But they left upon the earth a legacy for all, the book of life and love, the Bible. I wish that all homes have a Bible within their doors. I say within their doors because these children that they are raising must go out into a world that has been given over to Satan. The Bible must be ever before them, for it is their true guide to redemption. My child and my children, many punishments have gone by unnoticed, and many more shall be given. I say this with a heavy heart, because daily the prayers of the multitudes reach us, asking forgiveness for those who have sinned. My child and my children, I must tell you that they have a free will and conscience. I know that all who hear my voice now and read this message are doing all they can to restore the earth to what the Eternal Father calls a bit of normalcy. For the world has gone crazy with sin. Is that not true, my child? Sin has become a way of life among many. Now, I ask you, as children of God, all who hear my voice, to continue a constant vigilance of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. Many more disasters are heading for your country, the United States, and the world. Russia, being an atheistic country, my children, Russia, you cannot believe what they tell you, nor what they print in their tabloids. Russia has but one plan, to capture the whole world. They will do this without heart or conscience. Therefore, know that I ask you again, as your God in the Trinity, I ask you to contact the Holy Father through pen or prose on the written script, to contact the Holy Father and beg him to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of my mother. This has not been done, my children. That is why, as time goes on, until that grain goes through the hourglass forever, that is why you will undergo great suffering. My child, you have to understand that the human body is frail, but you will suffer no more, no less than the Father expects of you. We have asked for very many victim souls in the world. They are necessary in the plan for man's redemption. I would not question, my child, the reasoning of the Eternal Father, for he is your God and knows all, sees all, and will do what is best for you and mankind. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's looking over to St. Mark, St. Luke, and St. Matthew, and St. John there. And he's whispering something to them, but I can't hear it. I guess I'm not supposed to hear it. I can't hear it. It sounds like the rustling of the wind, but he's talking to them. Oh, I see now. They're holding up what looks like pens. They're very strange-looking pens. They look like a feather with just a point on the end. And they're writing. Each one of them has a book. And they're writing in the books. Now, Jesus is nodding. You have taken that correctly, my child. That is the manner in which the book of life and love was written for you. I say for you because it was to be established as the cornerstone of my church. Let us say that, my child. The cornerstone of my church is the book of life and love that you call the Bible.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on May 17, 1986. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony here is from Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's from a priest. Dear friends, I'm a Catholic priest of the Order of the Oblate of Mary Immaculate from Sri Lanka. This morning I watched your program on TV. It was great. Hence this letter requesting material relating to the shrine, since I have no previous knowledge of the shrine. God bless you all. And that is signed by the priest. My next is from Connecticut to Our Lady of the Roses. My husband has been ill with cancer. The doctors diagnosed it as leukemia. They gave him treatments for radiation and chemotherapy, and then radiation. His body rejected everything they tried. His condition worsened. The doctor told him he had 6 to 7 months to live. He was hospitalized again for the last try with chemotherapy. They gave him the treatment. He never stopped. His liver stopped functioning. He turned completely yellow. The doctor said they had done everything they could. He was heavily sedated and almost in a comatose. His condition worsened every day. And on Sunday, while he was asleep, I rubbed his stomach area with the rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. The very next day, he started to get better. He is now out of the hospital and getting stronger every day. I know in my heart that it was Our Lady of the Roses at work. She answered my prayers, and then that is signed. Now, I have another letter here from Zambia. I think that's in Africa. And to Our Lady of the Roses, I received the parcel, your package containing messages, 2 brown scapulars, a rosary, and some rose petals. I am really very happy for you sending me these things. I even wrote to you to pray for my husband, who has not gone to church for a long time. To tell you, he started going to church suddenly, as after he read the messages. He became very interested in the messages. He now takes the Bible and reads it. He explains all the questions. He wears a brown scapula, which you sent to us. I never thought this would happen. Thanks to the wonderful prayers and wonderful workers at Our Lady of the Roses. And that is signed. Now, I have another party here. And this party here is from New Jersey. I have to fix this paper just a minute. I am Mrs. Zamorino. I was informed by my doctor that I no longer had diabetes, and that my blood pressure was normal after she had suffered for about 5 years. She had given up all hope of recovery until she went to the shrine where her brother brought her to the Bayside ground shrine out of desperation. I was away from church for 35 years. I am now a regular attender at the vigils and have returned to the church and sacraments. In addition, my husband, who had been away an equal length of time, he also returned. I attribute all this to our Blessed Mother at Bayside, and another sign. Now I have another party here, a 16-year-old girl who had been suffering epilepsy for 2 years, has been cured of the disease. All symptoms of illness has disappeared. All convulsions have stopped at once when her mother applied a blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses shrine during an attack while the family prayed. And another sign, that's from Poland. Now I have another party here from Georgia. After giving a rose petal to her mother-in-law, who was in excruciating pain with lung cancer, and after undergoing a grueling series of radiation and chemotherapy treatment, miraculously her cancer disappeared. The doctor could only account for her recovery by saying it was due to divine intervention. I said it was the rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses shrine. They didn't disagree with me, and then that aside, that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You have been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.